Well, let's start the talk back part of the show today with a real positive. This is a delightful story, given the misery we've endured over the past 12 months or years since this first COVID case up here. Now, this is across pages 6 and 7 of the Cairns Post today. It's under the heading, Road to Recovery, State Strikes Gold in Jobs Market. Now, if you're looking for opportunities, please listen closely, because I've got Joel Gordon coming up. He's the Area General Manager at Crystalbrook. Haven't talked to Crystalbrook for quite a while, but largely because of the torpor that settled over our tourism industry. But here's the turning in the road. It says here, Cairns high-end hotel operator Crystalbrook is taking a bold risk and planning for good times ahead by hiring chefs, bar staff and food guides. But it's not been easy. Across the hospitality and hotel industry, Cairns business has struggled to find staff after many experienced professionals left the industry for better job security in other sectors. Now, Crystalbrook Area General Manager Joel Gordon said, soon after the pandemic hit, the two high-end CBD hotels slashed staff to stay afloat amid a tourism crisis, and it's been a challenge to get them back. Oh, look, there's a whole lot more of this here. Oh, here's what he said, quote, there's some really great pickup coming into the destination over the next 3 months, and therefore we need to start preparing. He's on the line. Hello, Joel.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Long time no talk, for very good reason, obviously. There wasn't much happening. Can I just ask you about, it says here two hotels. Surely it should be three, shouldn't it?
Yeah, well, God, we nearly cast our mind back 12 months to the day, and you know, we were locked inside boardrooms, understanding how we would pre-plan for what was ahead of us. And, you know, we took a pessimistic look. And at that time, we were just on the brink of opening Flynn. So we were due to open Flynn on the 31st of March of 2020. And unfortunately, it was around this time where we had to make a very tough decision to stand a lot of our staff down. And, yeah, unfortunately not go ahead with the opening of Flynn. Yeah, in the coming months, shutting down both Bailey and Riley in the process.
Well, well, well. It's been an absolute nightmare for you. Let's talk about the green shoots that are emerging, though. What are we, 2 weeks out till Easter, school holidays? Mm. You're talking about 3 months there. I'm hearing from some operators who are saying, well, you should look forward to towards the end of the year as well. It's looking encouraging, too. So maybe we're seeing a rebirth of our tourism industry. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I agree. I think Easter is going to be absolutely fantastic. We are seeing some good demand coming in through that first 2 weeks of April. In particular, Riley has got the brand name. You know, we've had Riley open for just over 2 years now. So Riley has been picking up very, very well. Yeah, like I said, into those 2 weeks into April and beyond. Realistically, I think the next 3 to 6 months is looking quite positive. You know, and I'm wanting to take an optimistic look for what is typically peak season from June, July and onwards from there. So some of the pickup that we've received into June, July and beyond has been really positive for the destination. I think pats on the back to TTNQ, TEQ, local Advanced Cairns and the Chamber as well in being able to put Cairns on the map through advocacy programs. Mm. Getting some really strong messaging out there. You know, we had Dan Tehan, one of the ministers, come into Cairns recently. We had Josh Frydenberg come into Cairns, the treasurer, recently as well. And we're really banging the drum to ensure that Cairns is not left behind as a destination coming out of the pandemic.
Now, we've just talked about Riley. Give us some more information on Flynn and Bailey. It's interesting because not that long ago, you were on this show saying, oh, we need this and we need front-end staff, we need wait staff and we need bar staff. And suddenly all of those people had to be put off because of this nightmare emerging. Yeah. Now you're out there banging the drum for more staff. And this article suggests quite a few talented, capable staff have actually moved on to other matters and other places.
Look, devastating, really, John, to be honest. We obviously are quite a large employer here in Cairns. And like I said, 12 months ago, we were looking for highly skilled staff. We'd already attracted a lot of skilled workforce into the region as well. And unfortunately, with the pandemic, hospitality in general has become quite a volatile industry for a lot of people. And, you know, a lot of our employees felt that, number one, they need to reassess where their skill set lies and look for a less volatile industry. So we lost a lot of our frontline staff, and even from line staff all the way through to venue managers, middle management and upper management, decided that they really need to reassess where they're at, and we lost them out of the hospitality industry. And likewise, you know, a lot of people felt that capital cities would turn quicker than regional areas. So we lost a lot of people away from the destination as well. So, you know, I speak on behalf of the destination, not just Crystal Brook, but we lost a lot of talented staff out of the destination over that period. Mm. So, you know, looking at the silver lining, I think it's a great opportunity for us to reset the story and to, again, attract some really skilled workforce into the destination. So, you know, to ensure that we're ready for the next 3 to 6 months of what I feel will be decent demand coming into the destination, we're putting our feelers out again to ensure that we're travel ready for when these tourists do come back into town, that we're really able to provide a fantastic experience for them, a 5-star high-end luxury experience for them, because what we really need to ensure is that return visitation is high on our priority list. And that means that when we do regain tourists back into the destination, that they have a reason to come back again.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you this. With the end of JobKeeper, which is only fundamentally the end of next week, talk to me about that, about the prospects then of having, well, if you like, a greater pool of people looking for employment for you to fundamentally search through. And you've just made a very interesting point too. Some of the people that were working for you before, they've reassessed their futures and they have moved off to less volatile industries. People listening to you now wondering if they should actually move into the tourism industry for the first time, what would you say to them, given that you've already suggested you could possibly get employment in a less volatile industry somewhere, perhaps by moving to a big city or whatever?
I think a lot of that has to come with confidence. You know, we there was a word thrown around a lot over the last, in particular, the last 6 to 12 months as borders shut down, they reopened again. So a lot of it's come down to confidence. And with the vaccine rolling out across the country at the moment, confidence has never been higher, which is fantastic to see. So, you know, hospitality in general is becoming less of a volatile industry. And as we start to see demand come back into the region in particular, confidence is also coming back as well. I was looking over some TA statistics or Tourism Australia statistics the other day, and consumer confidence has never been higher, so which gives us confidence in the travel industry as well. To start moving forward with hiring good people, getting our restaurants and bars back open. You know, from the 1st of July, which sort of sees the inception of the peak season here in Cairns, we'll have 7 venues out of our 9 trading back up to full capacity, which is really fantastic to see. So we're backing the tourism industry, we're backing the destination, and making sure that we are travel ready for when these tourists come back into town.
Now, let's talk about the option or the opportunities you do have. For what specific skills?
Look, realistically, right across the board, John, to be honest, right from our front office areas, reception staff, housekeeping staff, and more or less food and beverage staff as well, and both from management level all the way through to line staff level, section waiters, chefs, stewards. We're on the lookout for absolutely everyone at the moment because, like I said, we're really looking forward sort of 3 to 6 months on how we set up our business best to be able to welcome tourism back into the destination. So, obviously, JobKeeper has been a lifesaver for a lot of business here in Cairns, and for Crystal Brook, we actually fell out of JobKeeper at the back end of 2020. However, we've been huge advocates for a job wage subsidy after the conclusion of JobKeeper, or a subsidy in general, to try and ensure that Cairns as a destination is going to be ready and can bounce back as quickly as possible. Mm. It wasn't, we had no vested interest in JobKeeper after the back end of 2020, but it's extremely important, especially for those people in the destination that own small to medium businesses, that they can stay afloat, because without this level of investment in Cairns, without those small to medium businesses trading as well, tourism operators, marine operators, restaurant and bar owners, without that, we don't have a destination to welcome tourists. So it was really important for us to lobby quite hard, both a local, state, and federal level to ensure that Cairns as a destination stays very vibrant and we can welcome back tourists when the time comes, which is, I feel, just around the corner.
Oh, that's encouraging. Joel, don't go away. Just briefly, in case some of those people, those prospective employees are listening, how would they go about applying?
Yeah, absolutely. Visit www.crystalbrookcollection.com and follow the links to careers, and you can apply online. That is the best direct way to go about applying with Crystal Brook Collection here in Cairns.
Mm. Great to talk to you, Joel. There's certainly some encouraging signs emerging, so we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, John.
Joel Gordon there. He's the Area General Manager, Crystal Brook Collection.